Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you the true and deeply moving story of one woman against an entire community. Light in the Window, starring Miss Ethel Barrymore. A week from today is Thanksgiving, a day for reunions and being thankful for all the good things we have. This year, why not send a Hallmark Thanksgiving card to your friends and loved ones to let them know how much their friendship and love means to you? Hallmark cards have a wonderful way of saying what is in your heart. They say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. To make sure you get a card of beauty and distinction, look on the back for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now to preside over our program, here is your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our star tonight needs no introduction to you. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards are proud indeed to present Ethel Barrymore. Miss Barrymore, we are mighty happy to welcome you to the Hallmark show. We've been waiting a long time for this.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. You know, this is one of my favorite programs.
Oh, and that's very nice coming from you, Miss Barrymore.
I already know that you should turn a greeting card over to see if it says a Hallmark card.
Yes, that's right. Those three little words tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Miss Barrymore, our story tonight was chosen and written especially for you.
That's very kind. I understand it's based on a true happening.
Yes, it is. The Miss Jennings you play is suggested by a real person, though, of course, that was not her name.
And this story happened half a century ago.
That's right. But the original lady is very much alive, and I believe listening in tonight. In fact, she's celebrating her 91st year. But now we'll roll back the years a bit on a little Midwestern town of frame houses and tree-shaded streets. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you on the Reader's Digest radio edition the rich and heartwarming story, Light in the Window, starring Ethel Barrymore.
Forget Miss Emily Jennings. You see, our town's father was different. It was settled by solemn folk who wore somber clothes, went to meeting, and worried about their conscience. That is, until Miss Jennings came. The first time I saw her, I gasped. Her dress was not iron black, but light blue. Her bracelets jingled as she took her place at the teacher's desk.
Good morning, boys and girls. You know, this is the most beautiful season of the whole year. Do you, Matthew?
No, Mum.
Well, it is. Every leaf has a little bit of color, as if we were laughing. How many of you children have laughed this morning?
What?
Nobody laughed yet? Well, it's still early. Billy, pull up the blinds. Way up. Alice, set this little pot of ivy in the sun. We're going to watch it grow. Matthew?
Yes, Mum?
Don't look so frightened, child.
No, Mum.
Matthew, you like to come to school?
No, Mum. I mean, yes, Mum. I mean, I don't know, Mum.
Can you keep a secret?
Oh, no, Mum. Secrets are wicked.
Bless my soul, no, they're not. Secrets are wonderful. Shiny little doors inside you that nobody knows about. Would you like to know my secret just for the day?
I guess so, Mum.
You and I are going to have a wonderful time at school, and every day you don't have a good time, I'm going to give myself a bad mark.
I don't know what you mean, Mum.
Well, look, Matthew, right here on my desk is a pile of books. I brought them with me.
Yes, Mum.
I want you to pick out your favorite fairy tale, and after arithmetic and spelling, we'll all read it. Go on.
What is that, Mum?
Don't you know what a fairy tale is?
Is it like catechism?
Not exactly.
That's what my father reads us.
I see. Children, I've changed my mind. I don't think we'll wait for arithmetic. I don't think we'll wait for anything. In fact, I don't think there's a minute to lose. Sit down, Matthew. Sit down, everybody. This is the story of Cinderella and the Glass Slipper.
Some day in our town was a day of unrelieved gloom. I remember sitting in our parlor, my stiff black suit and long stockings. The sun made little rods of light through the drawn blinds. Suddenly, I heard a curious sound. I opened the shutter a crack and looked out.
Hello, Matthew.
Miss Jennings, Mom.
There's a squirrel playing tag in the chestnut tree. Open the shutter and see him.
I can't.
Why not?
It's Sunday. It would be a sin.
Matthew, do you know something?
What?
I've been all over Sparta this morning, and there isn't one little sin anywhere in the whole sunshine.
Matthew, who are you talking to? I can't talk anymore, Mom.
All right, come to school early tomorrow. I have a surprise for you. That's the last nail. How does it look?
Do you think we ought to nail this up right here on the Meeting House wall, Miss Jennings?
I want it where everyone can see it, four nights a week and twice on Sundays.
These words look awful bad to me.
Hattie, you stop worrying. If this bothers your conscience, I'll attend to it.
Take my conscience. I don't come from this town.
What is it?
It's you. Folks ain't going to take kindly to this.
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. We'll never know until we've tried.
I say it's corruption.
He's getting our children.
There's nothing worse than play acting in the whole world.
I'd see my son take the demon rum before I'd see him up on a stage cavorting and consorting with the devil.
Order! Order! Order, please! Brothers and sisters, this meeting is an emergency. This afternoon, a sign was put up outside this meeting house. If any of you haven't read it, I'll tell you what it says now. The children of Sparta invite all friends and parents to a school play, Midsummer Night's Dream. That, friend, means the play acting has come to Sparta. Play acting that our forefathers wrote down was a sin.
I say put her out of Sparta.
No, not yet. We want justice done as much as the next, but we're going to take steps. Benjamin Wilcox, I ask you to take down that sign outside this meeting house.
Yes, Silas.
And Clara Granby, you are to remove from the school all copies of this... this Midsummer Night's Dream.
All the copies?
Everyone. I myself shall call personally upon Miss Jennings.
Better take care, Si. She's as strong-willed as a Morgan filly.
Wouldn't be the first time I've handled a hard-headed critter. And if I can't persuade Miss Jennings, I promise you the school board will.
Lights were almost out in Sparta by 9 o'clock. But the night after the meeting, all the lights in Miss Jennings' little cottage were burning late.
Land sakes, at this hour?
Open the door, Hattie.
Oh, good evening, Dr. James.
Good evening, Hattie. Evening, Emily.
Come in, Jim.
Thank you. Emily, I was at that meeting last night.
I expect you were.
You stirred up a mess of trouble in this town.
I've heard rumors.
It can go hard with you.
Not any harder than it'll go with Sparta.
Emily, I've known you and your family in this county a long time. And I wish you'd married 30 years ago. Heaven knows you had plenty of chances.
You mean things would be easier for me now?
A lot easier.
I can never remember thinking the easiest way was the best way. I promised myself someday I'd come back and teach in Sparta. Here I am.
But you're not just teaching. You're trying to make over the town. You can't. These people are set in their ways.
Jim, there's a little boy in my class. He's no different from the other children, except more so. He smiled twice, Jim. Twice. I'm not trying to make this town over. But I've promised myself that before this year is out, I'm going to hear that youngster laugh whenever he wants to. I'm going to keep that promise. I've been expecting you.
I reckon you have, Miss Jennings.
I know what a busy man you are.
Not too busy to do my duty when I see it.
That's how I feel too, Mr. Haggard. Won't you sit down?
Miss Jennings, this is a God-fearing town aiming to bring up its children in the paths of righteousness.
Very commendable.
We're in this world to labor and pay penance for our sin.
What are you smiling at? I'm not smiling, Mr. Haggard. What you saw was reflections from a row of little faces I suddenly recalled.
The elders of this town do not approve of play acting.
So I've learned, but of course Shakespeare...
is play acting, and that's final. We don't want any troubles with Jenny. I'm sure this little talk will be enough, but take it as a warning. The town of Sparta will not tolerate the trappings and allurements of the devil in this disguise.
Thank you for your warning, Mr. Haggard. I shall remember what you said. If I scare up the devil in Sparta, I promise you he won't wear any disguise. Done your lesson so well today, we're going to start our play. Here are your parts, and I'll tell you about them as I call your names. Matthew?
Is this a real play, Mum?
A real play, a summer night's dream by the greatest playwright who ever lived. You're going to play Puck.
What's Puck?
He's a mischievous little elf who goes all kinds of tricks. One day, when he's going through the woods, he sees a fat old weaver called Bottom. With a shake of his wand, he gives Bottom a donkey's head.
A real donkey's head?
A real donkey's head.
It's funny.
Isn't it?
Yes. And I'm going to be Puck.
You are?
Then I can change anybody into a donkey's head?
That's right.
I'll change... Mr. Haggard, it's Sunday meeting.
Matthew.
Oh, you shouldn't. What is going on in this bathroom?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Haggard. Children, take your places.
As I came through the hall, I distinctly heard laughing. While school is in session.
You did, Mr. Haggard.
What's that paper you're holding, Matthew?
You can't have it.
So you're going to speak back to an elder. Miss Jennings, where is your Bertrade?
There's no Bertrade in this classroom. Matthew, give Mr. Haggard the paper.
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. I am that merry wanderer. What is this nonsense?
The lines of Puck from Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream.
So you're going ahead with this play?
I made a promise.
Miss Jennings, you will appear before the school board next Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. That is all.
Oh, Miss Jennings, Mum. What will they do to you?
They'll talk, Matthew.
Will they send you away?
I don't know. But we haven't much time. Children, take your parts. Matthew, I'll read and you say it after me, like this. I am the merry wanderer of the night, I jest to Oberon and make him smile.
We'll be back in just a moment with the second act of tonight's drama from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, presented by the makers of Hallmark cards, America's favorite greeting cards. And now, here's Tom Shirley.
We have so many things to talk about at Christmas time, we just can't talk about all of them. So tonight, I'm just going to talk to the men in our audience about a new line of Hallmark Christmas cards created especially for men. They're cards a man will want to keep, perhaps collect, because, well, they talk a man's language. There's a set called Gun Dogs at Work, from paintings by Edwin McGargy. Then there's Game Birds and Game Fish, from the famous paintings of Lynn Bolk Hunt. Cards to send to any man, for every man to send. And here's a tip to the ladies. When you're shopping for yourself, shop also for the man in your life. Get him several boxes of these Hallmark cards for men, so he can send them to his friends or business associates. Each set of 12 cards comes in an attractive box and costs only $2.50. You'll find them now at the store that carry Hallmark cards. Stores especially selected to give you expert and friendly service. And now, back to your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine.
Our program continues now with the second act of tonight's stirring drama, Light in the Window, starring Ethel Barrymore.
That next week, every hour of it. Miss Jennings was going before the school board, and no one ever heard of a teacher doing that. But we didn't dare talk about it. Our elders closed their lips and drew the blinds closer. The afternoon before, I watched Miss Jennings walk down the street and toward her little white cottage. It was the only time I ever saw her walk slowly.
You still here, Harry?
Oh, I thought a cup of tea might taste good to you. Blowing up a bit.
Hattie, I fix my own tea every afternoon of my life. Don't you go coddling me now.
Miss Jennings, I might as well tell you. Mr. Davis said he couldn't leave any eggs this week.
Then we'll eat something else.
And the grocer sent a boy around for your bill. I told him you always paid it on the first, and you'd go right on doing it.
I'll pay it tomorrow. You mustn't be angry with people, Hattie. They're doing what they think is right.
There's only one right in everything.
Oh, no, Hattie. There are many ways to be right. You have to understand other people.
You look plumb wore out understanding.
Nonsense. Why should I be worn out with only half my pupils in class today? Don't feel badly, Hattie. And the blinds have been closed as long as they have in Sparta. It takes a real hurricane to blow them open.
Jennings?
Matthew, come in quickly. Good heavens, child, you're soaked.
Only my coat.
Take it off, your boots, too. Come inside beside the fire.
I can't stay very long, Mum.
You can dry out. What in the world are you doing out on a night like this?
My mother sent me across the street for molasses. I took the long way.
Oh, you certainly did. It was nice of you to come, Matthew.
I figured you might be alone tonight, Mum. I brought you a present. Here.
Matthew, how did you know I like licorice whistles?
I never heard of anybody who didn't.
I'm going to keep this.
Aren't you going to eat it?
Of course. But tomorrow when I go to the board meeting, I'm going to take it along for luck.
Miss Jennings, I can't stay very long. I'd like to ask you something.
What is it?
I took my part in the play home. You said we shouldn't, but I just had to. I kept it under my mattress.
I'm not sure that was right.
Maybe not, Mum. But I wanted to learn the lines, and I did. Would you hear me?
Now?
Yes.
Matthew, does this play mean so much to you that you risk the whipping you get just to study your part?
I guess so, Mum.
I'll hear your lines, Matthew. And you'll get a chance to say them if I have to turn Sparta upside down.
Benjamin, they ought to hold this in the meeting house. There's not enough room here at the school. It's certainly surprising. Everybody's so riled up over just a teacher. But let me tell you something else, Clara. This morning, under the mattress of Matthew's bed, I found sheets of paper in her writing.
Mercy!
What was it? Well, all about love and the queen of the fairies. Oh, I don't know what. Why would she give Matthew a thing like that? Well, I asked him, but he wouldn't tell. So it hurts him. But then I guess it was that play again, sneaking into our houses.
What did you do?
Well, I gave it to Benjamin, and he's taken part of it to the school board today. The rest he burned sheet by sheet in front of Matthew.
Goodness. Didn't the boy have anything to say?
Not a word. He turned dead white like he was going to faint. And then he went outside and got sick. That'll show you what she's done to our children.
Here comes Miss Jennings now.
Look at that dress. Pink.
Good day, Mrs. Wilcox. Good day, Miss Cranby. Good day, Mrs. Riddle. How is Alice, Mrs. Warner? Better, I hope. She's a lovely child. Excuse me, please. May I get through?
Miss Jennings.
Matthew.
They locked me up, but I slid down the drain pipe. It's going to be all right, isn't it?
Yes, Matthew, it's going to be all right. I've got your licorice whistle right here in my hand.
Thank you.
This meeting will be very short. The members of the school board know their duty. I know mine. It remains only for Miss Jennings to learn hers. Miss Jennings, I do not have to tell you why you're here.
But you do, Mr. Haggard. I'm not at all clear about it.
You're not?
No, indeed. I can't imagine why this distinguished group should take their time over our classwork.
Miss Jennings, you have set yourself against the customs of this community. I will simply list the facts. You removed the bush rod from your classroom.
I couldn't bear it.
The children were heard to laugh and talk in your room at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, indeed.
One little girl was told in the presence of her companions of her, shall we say, attractions. Her hair, to be exact.
Little Bessie Smith has the loveliest hair I ever saw.
You were heard to ask the children if they were happy.
Every morning.
Happiness is a state of grace in the next world, not a mortal concern in this. We've endeavored to overlook these lapses, but now, despite warnings, we find you're going ahead with it.
this iniquitous play.
I made the children a promise. I hope for your consent.
This morning, Miss Jennings, one of our members brought these sheets of paper to us. You recognize them?
Yes, I wrote them. That's the part of... Oh, poor Matthew. He was found out.
Gentlemen, we need go no further. On this evidence, I ask for Miss Jennings' immediate resignation.
Just a moment, Mr. Haggard.
If you have anything to say, come to the point.
The point, Mr. Haggard, is yourselves. Look at you. Your face is drawn and hard, your eyes cold. Everybody's suspicious of his neighbors. And outside, the sun is shining. The chestnut trees are the most beautiful in all this county are blooming. You don't see those trees. You don't hear your children speak. You don't listen to my play because you're afraid. You don't allow yourself one little bit of real joy. If you did, you'd know the whole stiff, ugly pattern of this town would crumble. Mr. Haggard, do you think the Lord made this earth so beautiful, so radiant for any man or woman to close his blinds and his heart to it? He didn't. He made it beautiful so we could make it happier.
Is that all, Miss Jennings?
Let her finish, Silas.
I haven't much more to say. You were once children in this very room. You wanted to laugh. You would have liked this play. But there was no one to let you. Mr. Haggard, I shall not resign from this school. And these children should not be denied their happiness.
Miss Jennings, I've heard of this...
Silas, for once, keep quiet.
What?
Ma'am, I've listened to a lot of preaching around here. I never heard words like that. I want to know something.
What?
If our young ones give this play, would they be using paint and scenery?
We could manage without scenery.
Well, I say, let her give this play.
Do you mean it?
Now, if it's corrupting in any way...
I promise to leave Sparta for good.
Miss Jennings... You said something today I'm not going to forget. I'd like to shake your hand.
Thank you. Oh.
What's the matter?
You'll have to shake my left hand. My right one seems to be covered with licorice.
The night of the play, the school was crowded. A strangely quiet crowd, as if they were waiting for something to happen. They didn't know what. In the next room, Miss Jennings was smiling, but her eyes looked misty.
All right, children, have you everything?
What's this, Mum?
Your hat puff and your magic wand. Now, everybody, listen to me. You, Peas Blossom, Cobweb, Moth, there, you, Mustard Seed, everything is magic tonight. That light by the black ward is the moon, and those desks are forest trees. And you're going to have the most beautiful time you ever knew. Here's your cue. Go on, children, go on. Good luck. What are they doing in the audience?
Not a sound.
Hattie, has anybody smiled?
No, but Mrs. Wilcox unloosened her bonnet.
Now, Hattie, here it is. Listen.
I am that merry wanderer of the night. I kissed to Oberon, make him smile.
Listen, Hattie, listen to him, the boy who didn't laugh.
And then the whole choir hoped
that he'd laugh. And earth and sneeze and swear.
And many hours never wasted.
I've won. Whatever happens, I've won.
Yes, Miss Jennings, you have.
Oh, you did come, Mr. Haggard.
Yes, to find you'd played a trick on us. With your costume.
You see only the costumes, you're blind indeed. Look at their faces and tell me...
I know what to tell you. Your Midsummer Night's Dream was intended to give joy to the children of this town. You've given it to the whole town instead. Miss Jennings, I apologize.
Miss Jennings, was it all right?
Matthew, it was wonderful.
I don't want it to end.
It isn't going to end now. This play is no dream, Matthew. This enchantment belongs to you. Hold fast to it with both your hands. And its magic will last you all your life.
For a truly inspiring portrait. If you went back to that western town, you'd find the lady we called Miss Jennings still living in that little white cottage. But down the street is a big new brick school named after her.
Well, she certainly deserved it. Now tell me, Mr. Tremaine, what are you doing next week on the Hallmark program?
A wonderful Thanksgiving story.
fine. Who's your leading player?
Van Heflin.
No, I certainly shan't miss that.
I don't think any of us will. Ladies and gentlemen, join us next Thursday, Thanksgiving night, for another great story presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Don't Keep Your Heart in Cold Storage, starring Van Heflin.
And now make way for the new Hallmark Doll of the Week. A wondrous new doll straight from the land of make-believe. She's pretty little Polly Flinders, with a fairy tale dress and a big, big hat with a real red plume. Little Polly Flinders is an easy-to-send greeting card, like the other Hallmark dolls. Bobby Shafto, the Queen of Hearts, Cinderella, and the many others. But she's more than a greeting card. She's a doll that stands 8 inches high. On the inside, there's a gay little story told in rhyme. If you like to make children happy, send Little Polly Flinders the doll of the week for their Hallmark doll collections tomorrow. Hallmark dolls are only 25 cents. There's a new Hallmark doll of the week every week. See them all at your friendly Hallmark dealers and send them often. By Margaret LeWorth, and was based on a true story by Dorothy Walworth entitled Miss Elwell Opens the Blinds, as it appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Slobe, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
And now this is your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine, saying goodnight to you all until next week at the same time. See you then.
The Friendship Food Train, both for Western Europe hungry people, has come across the country. Mail your money contributions to the Friendship Food Train, care of Postmaster, New York City. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.